Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchy, you're here early. Did you like when Yuzette sold you out?
Yeah, she told the story. Yeah. Hey, man, I didn't do it. I like that list, too. Was
the mom stuff?
Yeah, was slamming your kids. Hand in the car door on there?
No.
It wasn't.
That's not a mom move, usually.
Yeah. But a lot of people love that. I'll read some text here in a minute. Yeah.
Gretchen, what was the actual thing that your kid said? Dad almost got arrested, or what was the thing?
Oh, that's the other day when he got his briefcase stolen, and that was the day I slammed the kid's hand in the door.
Yeah.
I said, well, I said, you know what, buddy? Daddy had a worse day. And he goes, is he in jail?
Yeah.
Because that would be worse.
Yes.
All right. It's time to do our U2 giveaway. Today's the last day of this week of U2.
Ooh.
And next Wednesday is when you will see U2 performing their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. They're doing the Joshua Tree May 17th at Levi's Stadium, and we've got tickets for caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Gretchen, you have another chance coming up at noon.
Yep.
Jane has one at 5 o'clock. Call now, 800-400-3697. Hey, before we get to the text, I want to talk to the best mom ever. Ashley has won this year's competition, so on Sunday, all day Mother's Day, we're going to be Ashley at 97.3. Ashley! So your daughter Amy entered you.
Yes, she did.
And you didn't know this was happening.
I had no idea.
Right.
I was shocked.
And then were you just like, oh my God, you're the best daughter ever?
Yeah. We were in Santa Cruz and she texted me and said, call me when you can. So next day I called her and we were shocked. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited.
So did you raise her the right way and teach her how to listen to Alice Radio and everything?
I did.
And, oh, that's great.
I did.
The next generation.
Yeah.
She is the best mom ever. So are you aware of the prizes that you have won?
Well, there's a bag of them right out there on the coffee
table.
That's
just our gift basket.
The other prize, no.
All right. You have won. I didn't realize. I actually might have almost spilled the beans out there because I'm like, oh my God, the prize bag is so amazing. And she looked at me kind of like, yeah, it's great.
It's a gift bag.
It's wonderful. Although, listen, Denise St. Louis put that gift bag together.
Yeah.
You know that is a top-notch gift bag. So, Ashley, you've got a two-night stay at the Fairmont San Francisco, tickets to the sold-out Duran Duran concert at the Masonic. You get a $500 Visa shopping spree. And this just in.
Oh my God.
I don't think you're ever going to have to pay for coffee at Pete's again.
Oh.
This is a $500 Pete's gift card.
Yes.
Radical.
I know.
Oh my
I saw
gosh,
the amount.
Guys,
I had to double check it with Yuzette.
Yep. Pete stepped up. That is unbelievable.
Do you drink
I'm
a lot
so
of coffee?
Oh yeah, I do. I drink coffee.
I was going to say, don't let your daughter anywhere near this. This is for you. Don't know buying her any Javivas. Or any of that. So congratulations. It's huge.
Thank you, Sarah.
I have another major announcement along with Ashley, everyone.
Oh.
Where's the horn?
Whoa. Where's the
I just stole your sounder. I hope that's okay. Here. I got this for the All right. So everyone, you know, one of the requirements for Ashley to have won is her amazing daughter had to write a poem, and we had Amy read the poem to her mom during the commercial break. We recorded it and we put it on the Alice Instagram.
Oh,
so if you wanna watch the video of Amy reading to her beautiful mother Ashley, that's there.
Oh.
Also,
that's so sweet.
We posted an incredible picture of the morning show with Amy and Ashley all looking like supermodels.
Oh, we did the supermodel picture. Nice.
So that's all on the Alice973 Instagram page.
Very nice. Well, congratulations, Ashley. Are you going to just bring your husband, or are you actually going to bring Amy with you?
I have to bring my husband.
Oh,
two
sorry,
nights at the
Amy.
Fairmont account.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of your husband, I got a text from your husband. Hi, it's Terry, Ashley's husband. Yes. Just want to confirm she's the greatest mom and the best wife.
Man. Oh, my gosh. Here, you can keep that.
Thanks, Terry.
I love that song. So listen on Sunday, on Mother's Day. The station is Ashley. Oh. Really?
Come on,
at
97.3.
Ashley at 97.3. Thanks, Ashley. And thanks for bringing in snacks.
Thanks,
that's the way to do it, girl. I have her gift card here.
Okay.
Don't let me leave with it.
Yeah.
Seriously, don't let me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's how you can get in touch. These pile up all morning. Comments about just about everything we do. We love to hear from you, so... Here's some of what you had to say. Hey, morning crew, longtime listener of your podcast here. I'm an Aussie living in the UK and have been so thrilled to be in the Bay Area this week and listening to you guys live on the radio.
Oh, fun.
Who knew you also played music? Thanks so much for everything you give of yourselves to your listeners. OFOC, Dieter.
Oh, Dieter. Dieter.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for listening, Dieter.
650 says, you guys haven't made me laugh this hard in a while. That was epic. And I don't even know what it was about.
What time was it?
Yeah. Was it when we were saying that Vinny's going to have another baby?
I think when we were giving him a hard time.
8:43, it looks like.
Yeah, that was the time.
Yeah. Oh, that's part of the show.
Gotcha. I mean, isn't that what you assumed from him saying, oh, I got to top the first announcement I made?
That's not what I meant.
Congratulations, Vinny.
When do we get to meet the baby?
Wonderful. I guess the baby must be coming. She probably is on maternity leave right now, and we don't even realize.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, my God. You guys are not my friends.
The best.
You're wrong about that.
Oh, good job, Bryn.
Awesome. Boy, you are working hard over there.
707 says,
it's Friday.
A coworker's mom types LOL at the end of text. She thinks it means lots of love and no one will tell her she's wrong.
Oh. Well, to her, it does mean it's lots cute. Of love. So of there course. It is.
I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
650 says, mom moments. Guilty on all counts.
Yeah. Makes you a good mom.
One day I got home from work and my stepdaughter wanted to play and looks at my fiance and says, I can only jump on the table when mommy is not home, right? I looked at him in the face and said, really?
Yep. Jump on the table.
They will totally rat you out. Just face it.
Listening to you guys from Hawaii, going to see your boy Michael Fronte tonight. Love you guys.
Lucky.
That guy lives the life.
Yeah.
Lucky.
And 59 seconds, if I'm going to die tonight, I won't hit it.
Hey, with you.
I went on Alive. I've been into I'm Alive lately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the best one.
Remember I told you I heard that on the commercial for the vitamins? We told Michael, and what did he say?
He said, I knew the commercial was coming out. I hadn't seen it. Thank you guys for always looking out for me. I really appreciate it.
Always looking out.
If I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm a... This is what it sounds like.
So he did approve that then.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's listen.
God, now I see it all the time.
Cash in, buddy. Good news.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's on the road way too much, don't you think?
He's a hard worker, and if he can get a little extra cash in his pocket selling
his stuff. He deserves
it. Yeah, I don't, these people who are like, I would never sell it. No, just sell it. Just go ahead. Make money. It's fine. It's the American way.
In the trash today, Sarah told a scandalous story about Rosie O'Donnell stealing some guy's wife.
Yeah, yep.
Rosie and Dana's husband look alike. Maybe Dana just got confused.
They do, actually. The husband's a little taller.
Yeah.
Maybe
awful
an extra
story,
chin.
Though.
Yeah.
Awful.
Alienation of affection.
It's awful.
Sounds like she was on a campaign, a 10-year campaign to get that lady.
Well, and I totally have a lesbian lurker in my life, so I'm like, she hangs with my lady, and I'm always like, okay.
Really?
And then you hear that story, and you go, oh, all right. Got it.
I have to say, listen, what? Lesbians, we're on to you.
The lesbian lurking, we know all about it.
Every lesbian I've ever known that wasn't out to get the girl is friends with, like, one of John's best friends is this chick, Michelle. And
she wants you?
Well, of course.
I mean, right.
Come on.
Duh.
No, but she even told me. She goes, I don't like hanging around with girls. I most of my friends are guys. And if I'm hanging out with a girl, it's because I want to do her.
Oh,
so
right.
We're on to you.
Believe me, I know. Hey, Bonnie, don't throw the game today. Pay attention and listen.
Yeah, Benny.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Give me Chicago deep dish over New York pizza any day, says 415.
No way.
No.
You're crazy.
I like the Chicago, but if you got to choose, you got to go New York.
Got to go New York style. Oh, man.
I like it thin and crispy. I like that deep dish. Stuff.
Chicago.
It's not even pizza. It's
what did you just
oh,
say?
Oh, really? Who mean you like Chicago better?
I do. I used to live in Evanston, and the Chicago pizza is...
Yeah, what, have you never been to New York? You got to go get a slice of
been
New York
to
pie.
New York, too.
Stop it. You don't know. You pistachio popping kombucha drinking pizza elitist. You probably like broccoli and artichoke hearts on your pizza, too.
Who doesn't?
I do like that. And arugula. Okay, I'll have it.
415 says, so did I hear something about Olive finally being posted for viewing?
Oh!
What?
No, you didn't.
Oh.
No one look at me. Turn around. Everyone. Stop looking.
Come on, Adele.
Vin, that song from Hello Dolly was played in WALL-E, remember?
Oh,
he
yeah.
plays it constantly. I don't remember.
Yeah,
is
he
that
plays
right?
He plays the... He's got the, like, the movie
he's
going.
He's got the movie. There are a couple
yeah.
of...
Ooh.
This is it? No, I don't remember it.
It's playing. God, I love WALL-E. We recently watched that
too.
Again. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Hey! You shot Dolly! Why'd you have to go shoot Dolly for? God.
408 says, OMG, Vinny said, don't fight, ladies, and my Alexa played Single Ladies by Beyonce.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies.
Keep going.
Why are you putting your coat on?
I know. He can't get out of here quick enough, this guy over here.
Where do you got to be?
He's already putting his stuff all over my stuff.
I'm going to Washington, D.C.
What?
For what?
I get a private tour of the White House.
Shut up.
That's what we said, Bryn.
What are you? Are you
what
really?
Are you really going
yeah.
for?
Are you really going there?
I am. Well, it's one of the things I'm going for. I mean, there's a lot of things. I don't want to overdo it. But.
Who's giving you a private tour of the White House?
Are you the new head of the FBI?
Yeah. One of my buddies works in Rex Tillerson's office, so he set it up.
Rex Tillerson!
Everyone already knows he's the Secretary of State.
Do you mean the Rex Tillerson?
I do.
Thank oh, you. My God! Who's that?
He's the Secretary of State.
Oh, my God!
But I'm going there for a couple things. I'm going there for I'm getting a tour of the.
What are you touring?
I'm getting a tour of the Museum of the Bible. That's opening in a few months, and then I'm hosting a film festival.
And then you're hosting a film festival?
Yeah, that even
is all of in that film festival.
No, it's a short film festival. It's all these shorts.
Are they Christian? Are they Bible based?
No, they're all filmed shot on cell phones.
Oh,
they're
oh.
shorts. They're
oh, that's
shorts.
The whole thing now.
You
created a whole new
exactly
genre.
Exactly, invented it. Wow.
I did the story about all the recent shark sightings in Southern California. They don't even bother to mention them here because sharks just live here. Mm. That's just the way. But I guess the water's too cold. Most people don't go out here. But I did the story, and 415 says, the helicopter pilot was speaking to a paddleboarder specifically mm-hmm. through a loudspeaker and said, quote, there are 15 great white sharks swimming right underneath you. Please calmly leave.
He has the audio. Do you still have
it, Brent?
Some of the,
it's not exactly that quote.
Okay,
but
let's...
Radical, huh?
Oh, my God.
You can pull it down, but that's it. 10 feet.
Oh my God. Yeah, the little ones are 10 feet. Don't worry about those ones.
Yikes.
I would freak out.
Well, I wouldn't have been in the water to begin with, so I'd be safe. I'm super safe on land. You know, from sharks.
Anyway. Right, from sharks you are.
Except those land sharks.
Hey guys, it's my last day at my job and I won't be commuting anymore, so thank you very much for the Friday montage. You just made my last Friday commute the best ever.
You can still listen to us. You just listen to the podcast. You can still listen. Radio.com.
I just looked up your Instagram for the first time and the only person who looked the way I pictured them was Bryn. That is racist.
Yeah, that's racist.
That is a racist comment.
Yeah.
Nick Cage, Matchstick Men.
Oh.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I think
it.
I have seen
I
that.
That movie.
He's the OCD guy, right?
Yeah, it's something
is that
like
the guy
that.
Like he can only eat tuna fish and
I forget.
Is that the one?
I just remember I liked it a lot. Who else is in it? It takes place in a really pretty Hollywood.
Sam Rockwell's the other guy in it.
How do I get that one?
I don't know. I can't even remember that. I mean, that sounds so familiar.
Darn it.
I just used all my brain power for that question. Darn it. Are you ready to go?
No, I just was looking at what today's category is.
Okay. What is it?
Which team?
Oh, it's sports. Great news. We game right after this, everyone. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Friday and Gretchen's here already.
Yay.
We're off to enjoy our weekend. Not that this wasn't a total blast, but bye.
Bye, Gina.
Bye, Felicia. All right, let's do battle, you guys. Let's see. Vinny, you did get on the board yesterday, right? Yeah, it's 3-1 for the week. Today's game is worth... What does it have to be worth? It's worth 3 points.
Oh, all right. Excellent.
3 points.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there is a chance.
Okay.
And the topic is not my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet.
Which team?
Okay.
Is the title.
There's people refer to teams.
I know.
We were just talking about.
Okay.
You refer to lesbians as that team or this team, right?
Okay.
Could be.
Question number one. Which NFL team cut 5-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrell Revis in 2014, only 1 year after he signed a 6-year, $96 million deal with them?
The New England Patriots.
No.
The Vikings.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They couldn't
trade
him because his salary was too high.
I remember that now. Okay.
What was the name of the Washington State NBA team that was bought in 2008 and relocated to become the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Supersonics.
That is correct.
Washington State.
Isn't it the Washington Wizards?
Yeah, DC.
It's the Seattle Supersonics, the DC Wizards.
Which ex-Ranger who joined the Dodgers in 2015 chews grape-flavored gum while fielding and watermelon-flavored gum while his team is at bat?
I don't follow the Dodgers.
His saying is, the hits are the watermelons.
Say it again, from the beginning.
Which ex-Ranger who joined the Dodgers in 2015 chews grape-flavored gum when he's fielding and watermelon-flavored gum while his team is at bat?
I don't know the Dodgers.
I don't either.
Elliot Johnson. Which losing team did bombastic billionaire Mark Cuban buy for $200
million?
The Mavericks.
I knew
is
that.
Correct.
I just couldn't get it.
What's the score?
2-0.
All right.
2 questions left.
Dang it.
Which team did defenseman Brian Soupy Campbell help to clinch the Stanley Cup in 2010 with an assist on
Penguins.
The winning goal? Who?
Penguins.
No.
Read it one more time.
Which team did defenseman Brian Soupy Campbell help to clinch the Stanley Cup in 2010 with an assist on the winning goal?
I'm going to say the Chicago Blackhawks.
That is correct. And just for the hell of it, here's the final question. Which MLB team was Mike Trout playing for when he was unanimously named?
The Angels.
The Angels is correct. By
good
score
game.
4-0.
You just made my
three
weekend.
Points.
Thank you so much.
Let's check this here. 1, 2, 3. By score 4-3 this week, Vincent has pulled out a win. Congratulations and have a great weekend.
Happy Mother's
Campion.
Day, everyone.
Yeah, have a good Mother's Day. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, Gretchy.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.